Senator Murkowski introduced a bill that would allow a 7-mile stretch of pipeline to run through the national park. For that to happen, Congress needs to pass a law granting approval. She says it creates an equal playing field for proposed routes along the Richardson and Parks highways.
Once the decision was made which way to go, we wanted there to be a clear path forward.
The pipeline would be buried through the park's industrial corridor. Jim Stratton says the plan presents the best possible option. He's the regional director for the National Parks Conservation Association.
Burying it along the highway through Denali National Park makes way more sense to us than, you know, going to the east and, you know, and putting a new road and putting a new pipeline in what is essentially, you know, virgin wilderness right now.
And there's an added boost, says Larry Persily. He's the federal coordinator for the Alaska Gas Pipeline. He says that in addition to making it easier for producers, this legislation could add to the health of the park's economy because it would allow park operators to access some of the cleaner burning fuel.
It's been talked about for years. If there's a pipeline nearby, there are a lot of environmental and cost advantages to using natural gas for the hotels, for the businesses, for vehicles instead of continuing to burn diesel.
Of course, granting the go-ahead to a 7-mile stretch of what would be a route that extends hundreds of miles is not the major barrier to construction. That's something Senator Murkowski readily concedes.
This did nothing to resolve whether or not we even do it. When you're looking at alternate routes, if one route is complicated because of the proposed path, if you can correct that ahead of time so that that's not an issue, it doesn't take away the big issue, which of course is the price tag.
And that price tag could total as much as $60 billion. This bill passed out of the Senate last Congress on a voice vote, meaning there was no opposition. But it did not receive a vote in the House. So the process begins anew, with votes required in both chambers. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.